Let's get back into our conversation with Ryan Erickson, and this is continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, let's switch over and talk about the tournament trail. Why don't you remind folks what the Tournament Trail North is?
Well, this year was the first year. It was just trying to get all the tournaments together so you could have an end-of-the-year points champion and trying to make it more interesting. And that wrapped up a couple weeks ago at the South Shore Fall Classic.
Yeah, go through the list of what tournaments are involved with the Tournament Trail North.
For this year, we just had the South Shore Spring Tournament. We split the interesting between 2 days, and then it wrapped up in Marquette for the fall. And then next year, we'll be adding Barraga and Manistique to it.
You are going to add two more, huh? Oh, that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
That was kind of my next question is, you know, are you thinking about adding more tournaments? So there you go. They are going to be a total of five then in the Tournament Trail North Network. So
it'll probably still be, like this year, was your best three. And it's probably going to stay the best three because not everybody can make it to all of them. You know, you got to work or something. It's not fair that you, you know.
No, I hear you. And is there a cost to getting involved in this?
Yeah, this year was $80 per cat for a class for Crown Salmon. We got a lot of stuff in the works right now, so that's all going to change, and we'll have an update on that soon.
Talking with some sponsors, possibly?
Yeah, possibly some different classes and interesting stuff.
No, well, we'll look forward to an update on that. And also, we're working on putting something together for a little shindig, kind of an end of the year.
Yeah, it should be a good time after deer season, hopefully.
Wait till after Thanksgiving or so, you know?
Yep, yeah, right before Christmas, like a little Christmas party, get over together, have some cool prizes.
Right.
A lot of donations coming in for that, so.
Nice. Well, we'll talk about that because, you know, that's what I like to do is play music and things like that, especially.
Play music and drink beer? You like to do that?
No. Can't prove a thing. All right, Ryan, well, the only thing left I really wanted to touch on was quickly if we could mention the women's and children's tournament the day before, which is the Friday before the Fall Classic in Marquette. How'd that go this year?
Oh, that's a great event, too. That and the Veterans Thing are my two favorites of the year. Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Almost put that down every year.
From Crossroads Truck Repair, he does a great job just helping promote the sport in general, and obviously you were on his boat yesterday for the Vets Thing, and he helped implement the women's and children's part of the tournament, and we look forward to that getting bigger and bigger every year.
It does, yeah. He's a great guy. He likes putting people out of fun.
All right, Ryan, well, where can folks find out more about Tournament Trail North?
You know, UT Angler, all the information's on there. And then the Facebook page, Fish906.
Well, it sounds good. I appreciate the time today, Ryan, and keep us posted if anything changes that we need to talk to you about, hey?
All right, Adam. Well, thank you.
It's been a heck of a summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, can't believe it's over with already, but
I know.
Here comes deer season.
Here comes hunting season, baby. We'll catch you later.
All right, man. Thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.